about the situation and where it stands and your thoughts?
Well, as far as the situation goes, like some of the specifics about the case, obviously I can't really talk about for obvious reasons. I was just going to mention something about the polygraph test, which is obviously out there already, that I took that and that I passed that. And, you know, I went to Coach Shanahan after the incident, and he asked me what happened, and I told him my story. And I told him that, you know, I simply defended myself. And, you know, I told him I would take a lie detector test. I would do whatever it takes to get the team and the coaches to believe me, because it was the truth, and I had nothing to hide. So he set it up, and I went downtown. I took the polygraph test, and you know, I've never done it before. It's a different kind of situation. You know, it's just something that obviously I hope I never have to do again. But I wanted to do it. I wanted to get the truth out there, and I was 100% confident that I wasn't gonna fail it.
How odd is this for you? I mean, you're kind of a feel-good story from the subway to the, you know, NFL, and then all of a sudden you're kind of flying under the radar. Now, like every day, you're seeing, you know, stuff about you.
That's just the way it works. Obviously, especially when, you know, when you're a professional athlete, you know, things get, you know, a little blown out of proportion, and I understand that. And, you know, that's why I didn't really say anything at first, because I just wanted to, you know, let the due process just take its course, and I'm going to let it do that. You know, it could be 6 months, it could be a year. Who knows how long that's going to take? But, you know, it's a tough situation for me, because, you know, I've never been in this situation. Anybody that really knows me as a person knows, you know, that, you know, maybe I put myself in the wrong situation as far as being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I admit that 100%. That's something that I've learned from already, and I know I'll never do again. But as far as being in the wrong and when it comes to that situation, as far as what happened, and I don't think I was in the wrong, and I know I wasn't in the wrong. So, like I said, the due process will take its course, and you know, it'll end when it ends.
Can you tell us your side of the story now?
You know, like I said, as far as the specifics go, you know, I can't get into that. Like I said, that's obvious, you know, for legal matters, and you know, just it's out there. Like I said, the polygraph was out there, so I wanted to, you know, just come out and say that. You know, I was the one that brought it up to Coach, and I wanted to take it, and he let me take it. And, you know, like I said, I wanted the support from the coaches, and I wanted the support from the teammates, because obviously they weren't there at the time, and I've only been here a year. You know, so, you know, they're trying to still probably get to know me, and I know they trust me as a teammate and as a friend and just as a person. And so I wanted to just take that extra step and say, listen, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, sure, but I've learned from that. But as far as the other things, you know, that are in the other allegations, I'm just going to take this lie detector test and prove that I'm not lying.
In your mind, you didn't do anything wrong then?
No, I didn't.
I think the one thing everybody's taking from you were quoted as saying, you don't know what I'm capable of.
Yeah, I just heard that came out. You know, like I said, that's something that, again, wasn't part of the lie detector test, and it's part of the case that they say that they have against me. Now, I don't even know, to be honest with you. I'm not even really familiar with that part of the case yet. So I really can't mention anything about that either.
Did you throw the first punch?
Are you just as confident that you'll be exonerated in a court of law as you were with your teammates with the lie detector?
Am I confident?
Are you just as confident that you'll be exonerated, you know, when it's all...
Well, sure, I'm confident. If I was to say I wasn't, that wouldn't make much sense. So, I mean, of course I'm confident about that. That's why I wanted to take that lie detector test to show how confident I was that I wasn't in the wrong.
What have you learned from this whole thing?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is just... you've got to really be careful as far as where you are and when you're there, you know, because, you know, there's people out there that might know you're in the situation you were in as far as being a professional athlete, and maybe, you know, maybe they think that you're a little more vulnerable than just somebody that's, you know, not a professional athlete. And it's something that you've got to be careful of. And I've never, like I said, I've never been put in that situation before, and it was a learning experience for me, and I definitely learned from it. No, I mean, we even talked about that. I said, you know what, if I fail this test, then you can kick me off. That's how confident I was. You know, I've never taken one before, and I didn't know what to expect, but I did know in my mind that I was telling the truth as far as what my story was to Coach Shanahan, and the team, and you know, I just let the rest take its course. You know, I just said I didn't know what to expect from the test, but I knew I was going to tell the truth, so. So I was 100% confident that I was going to pass it.
So you said you may have used bad judgment. Was that what you think you're most guilty
of? Well, my bad judgment was being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I didn't I didn't break any laws by going where I was. And you know, it's just that time of night. I mean, I was out at the time of night where I shouldn't be out at that time. You know, that's obvious. And you know, as I'm growing up and as I'm becoming an adult, which, you know, it's a slow process for some people, but it's just one of those things you learn from. It's just that, you know, if you're somewhere where you're not familiar with the surroundings or even the people, then, you know, you probably shouldn't be there, especially that time of night.
David, just to clarify, it was completely your idea to take the lie detector test.
Yeah, I mean, he supported it. You know, he told me that.
Well, you came to him with that idea.
Yeah, yep.
Who administered the test?
An FBI agent.
Is it a former FBI agent or is it a current?
I don't know. I don't. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Is this whole thing kind of surreal to you? I mean, just, you know, I know you're living it, but just.
You know, it's something that I can't change right now. It's something that I've got to live with, and I'm not going to walk around with my head down. I'm not going to, you know, to do anything different in my life. I've just got to keep going about practicing, you know, being with the team and living my life. And, you know, another reason why I wanted to do this is because I didn't want to lose reps. You know, obviously, if you know, this is a long process, and it takes 6 months to a year. So if there was any doubt in the coach's mind, or even the player's mind, then, you know, my reps are going to go down, and it's not going to look very good for me to be here. So I wanted to get it out of the way right away, just in their eyes, that, you know, I want you guys to believe in me and to know that, you know, I did defend myself.